Nosferatu, am I right? Am I right? Please don't laugh at that. Please, God, don't laugh at that.
Hello and welcome to the Salem Station Podcast. This is the show where we rank and review all of your favorite horror movies. I'm your co-host, Robert.
Me, your boy, Alex.
And I'm your co-host, Enrique.
Last episode of the year. Last episode of
Happy New Year. Probably first episode of the year when this comes out.
Maybe. Hopefully last episode ever. Woo! Hopefully it'll come out before January. We got a couple of days left to edit this.
Nosferatu, the new one, not the old one.
We should have reviewed the old one.
When did that come out? The 30s, 40s?
Or 20s? 1920s.
Holy shit. That was way
It
off.
Didn't come out in America until the 40s, 50s. So it's quite delayed in America, but yeah, it's been over 100 years since that movie came out.
Yeah, you know, I thought the guy's name was Nosferatu this whole time, but that's
no.
Me being ignorant because I've never seen the first movie. So
no, I asked Alex this like multiple times over the course of the show, and mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask it again. I have no clue what Nosferatu even means because his name's Count Orlok, and I still do not know what.
They mentioned it in this movie, I think, Willem Dafoe's character.
Yeah, so basically, a Nosferatu is a creature of European folklore. It is not, like, his name is not Nosferatu. Essentially, it's like if the movie was kind of called Vampire, Bigfoot. It's like a creature.
I see.
You know, of mythology. That is, it kind of led into our modern idea of what a vampire is. It kind of, it that similar idea. So he is a Nosferatu. He is not like...
He's not the Nosferatu.
He's not the Nosferatu. Exactly. He's not the only Nosferatu. There's a lot of them. It's just, he's just a Nosferatu.
Mm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm probably going to ask that again. Yes. At some other point. Actually, maybe not, because there will be no other reason to cover Nosferatu again. This is it, guys. This is the last time where everyone
will talk about this. There was a release in the 70s that I think we may have to look at, because that one is critically acclaimed. Yeah. That is pretty critically acclaimed.
Unless they make the sequel Nosferatu 2, in which case, then I guess we might have to cover that.
Then we do have to cover it.
Yes, then we have to cover Nosferatu 2.
Nosferatu 2.
Yeah, we are covering Nosferatu. I mean, incredible that we're, you know, I mean, even saying we're covering the new Nosferatu movie. Let me start off with Alex really quickly, because Alex, mm-hmm. I know you and the OG Nosferatu, you guys have a little bit of beef here and there. I mean, not a crazy beef, but you know, there's some tough words exchanged between the two of you. So because of that, I mean, what were your feelings going into this? I mean, were you skeptical? Were you like, let me see how it goes?
I was cautiously optimistic. I heard great things from it, and you know, my biggest problem with the first one is that it is quite literally over 100 years old. So you know,
and this guy's attention span is like, oh, it's crazy. I mean,
I mean, come on, it's not that bad. I mean, like, for this movie, a lot of people were saying like, oh, it's kind of boring because of the pacing. But like, I feel like the pacing was perfect for this movie. I think it is kind of just a symptom of like brain rot and like people having less attention span. But I genuinely enjoyed it. I thought it was a great movie. I give it like an 8 out of 10, which a lot of people seem to kind of follow that sentiment. It's a great movie.
It had a great trailer too.
Oh, it had amazing.
Maybe that's why the tone in the trailer is like a lot more dramatic and kind of fast paced. Because it kind of just goes through some of the exciting parts of the movie.
The score so maybe, like, of it was...
The setup was
like
a change of tone for some people, maybe, compared to the trailer.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, it was a great trailer. Didn't give anything away and didn't even show Count Orlok, really.
Right? We didn't get our first...
Yeah, it made you know that it was the movie was about him, though, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The musical score for the movie was really good as well. It's a callback to like the first film, which was a silent film. And typically that film would have been watched in a theater with a live symphony playing in front of it. Mm-hmm. So kind of brings those symphonic, kind of that symphonic music, like similar to what the first one would have been.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Drama, kind of like a big band orchestra sort of deal.
Yep.
Which, I could be mistaken, but when we were out in LA at some point, this was like years ago, didn't someone once say that, or didn't we read up somewhere that for Halloween, and I forget where specifically in LA do this, they play the OG Nosferatu and they have a live orchestra like playing for you while you watch the movie in some like massive theater. Cool. I don't remember where they do that, but that would be really cool to just, you know, I don't know, just to
experience.
But yeah, a very cool. Enrique, what did you know about Nosferatu going in? Because I think
I just know basically what you guys know, what I've heard from you guys, and you know, the iconic shots that you see in like every horror sizzle reel, like out there. Like I did, a lot of horror YouTube channels have it like as an intro or something. You know, like the shadow. And
I just saw
that. Yeah, that's about it though. And I knew he was a vampire of sorts.
Yeah.
Set in Germany.
I just
couldn't get the rights to Bram Stoker's Dracula, so they made their own thing.
Yeah, they basically did the whole change it up a bit. Like copy my homework, but like change it up a bit so you didn't get caught. But they got caught is the thing. I was gonna mention the SpongeBob clip. I just saw it right now.
Oh,
I think that's probably where most
you were
people...
saying. Yeah,
no.
Through SpongeBob,
Nosferatu, and they didn't have a. I was surprised they didn't put a like any scene of him like flipping a switch or something. I thought they would do that, you know, callback.
Oh yeah.
Whatnot.
I don't think they had light switches at that time.
Oh, you're right. It's all gaslit. Yeah. No, yeah. Never mind.
I thought it was a pretty good movie, though. I, too, would say maybe like a 7.5 or 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of around there.
Yeah.
I think all the performances are really great. I really like Count Orlok. It's just, I don't know. It's a faithful retelling of the story. I don't know if it's my favorite story, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah. What's your favorite... Because this is basically just Dracula. What's your favorite Dracula? I don't know. If
I was gonna say Count Orlok in this is pretty good. Oh, not like story wise, but or do you mean story wise?
Oh, I meant story wise, but I guess both. I guess both. What's your favorite version of Dracula, and also what's your favorite like retelling of the story?
I think this is one of my favorite versions of Dracula. If I'm being honest,
yeah,
I think he was really good.
Well, it's kind of the original. Like it's really close to the original. From the stories, you know.
I don't know. I like the original Dracula movie.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Like the look. I like that look a lot, honestly.
Yeah.
I can't help but associate that look with him.
With Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely more like monstrous in this one, though. Kind of like a hulking, rotting corpse.
I kind of wish he had more
really
of that.
Really long fingers.
Oh yeah, I like that. I kind of like very like thin and like langly.
Yeah.
I kind of wish he had more of like the rotting like I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Aspect.
You don't really see it till like the end, which I guess is fine.
Yeah, because he's like they say like he's like a corpse. I mean, he's undead, you know, which is I guess what vampires are. But like he actually is like, you know, rotting away, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sleeps among rats.
Sleeps on rats.
Biting at him.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's nasty, bro. Mostly all positives for me. The only like thing I would be like anything remotely hesitant at would be like, and this is like it's a personal thing. It's like a, you know, just personal taste. I guess it's like the mustache. I don't know. It caught me off guard.
Oh really?
I watched. I saw it, but it grew on me. And then Alex had told me, I think it was Alex that told me, that, well, I think Alex speculated that the reason they added the mustache was to make him look like the original inspiration for Dracula, Vlad the Impaler.
Mm.
And then I think Alex even showed me a picture, and he kind of does look like Let me see if I can find.
He's got the mustache.
Which I don't know how.
He's definitely got the mustache.
I mean, he does. I mean, hold on, let me put this in the chat. I mean, it kind of looks. It kind of looks like. Oh, you he did
on it his does own look gift, like his mustache, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It kind of does look like him.
It's like a thick, heavy-set mustache.
Yeah.
Very like.
I like his accent.
Eastern too. European, I guess. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. He is Eastern European. Dracula is Eastern European. They're from that region, the Transylvania Carpathian Mountains region. So yeah, you've got that.
The speaking Latin accent. Was pretty cool too.
Yeah, speaking.
The speaking
Latin.
The Latin.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty cool.
I think because Transylvania is in Romania, right? And I know Romanian.
Yeah.
Is derived from Latin, so. I think he probably, you know, is very fluent in all that, I guess. Wow, I'm grasping at straws. Sorry.
Are you okay?
I got like a brain fart right now.
What are your thoughts on his like powers? Do you think it's the best display of like Dracula like powers?
Ooh, yes.
Oh, you know what I
like? Control over people, over animals.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like that, Alex?
Just how wide reaching it is. Yeah.
The fact that like in some instances or most instances, instead of going straight to like the jugular, like instead of going straight to the neck, like he'll go straight to the heart, like and like suck blood.
I noticed that a lot in this movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool because like, why would a vampire go for the neck? You know.
Yeah, like that's the fastest way right to the heart.
Yeah, and like just think like imagine like those fangs like. Like, I mean, when I get heartburn sometimes, I mean, dude, I feel like I'm going to, like, die right there and then. So, like, imagining, like, two, like, punctures to your heart, that's got to be.
And some heavy slurping, like, really, really loud slurping.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I like his display of powers. I like, I mean, I like how they, I mean, it really is just the OG movie, but, like, modernized. And like to the point where like it's not black and white, but it's like it's muted colors.
Like grayscale with like muted colors. Yeah.
Yeah. So like it gives the impression of like this could be there's probably like a version of this where it is black and white and like but like it still looks amazing. Like the contrast and the way like certain things are lit. Like it's like it looks amazing. Yeah. Probably the
and
best.
Really... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I keep cutting you off.
Oh, no, it's all good. I was just going to say that it's probably the best looking movie I watched all year long. New movie, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say that Robert Eggers really knows how to immerse you in like a specific time period and like a world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in all of his movies, you kind of feel that way. So I think he's great at that.
Yeah, that's kind of why I wasn't like that skeptical going into this because I knew like well it's Robert Eggers it's gonna be like leaning more good towards like not good I guess because everything I've seen of his I have you know quite enjoyed my favorite movie of his was The Witch but I think this beats it I think this beats The Witch for me easily I don't know about you guys but like I don't know
I think it does yeah.
And yeah, like I mean, he has done black and white movies like the Lighthouse, but like this is like I don't know. This feels like a magnum opus to me. This feels like he went all out. And yeah, I mean, I was also excited just to see like how he would portray the time period. It'd be very accurate. I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't live through that. But
really, you were back there.
You didn't live through the plague.
No, I lived through plague? I lived through another plague that came much later.
Oh, okay. I'm getting my plagues confused.
You know what I really liked though, like the impending like nature, like the impending nature, like sense of doom that comes with him. You know, like he arrives to the town, and like along with him comes like the plague. Like he brings the plague. Like he is like death. I think that's like very cool.
I like this little creepy assistant guy.
Oh,
so I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, that's the like head of the firm.
Yes.
I was like, wait, why him of all people? But I was thinking that maybe he's like the first person that interacted with Orlok. So he's just like, yeah, you're my guy now.
Yeah.
You know?
You're my man. You're my man.
Well, in the story Dracula, I'm trying to remember like a lot now because it's been a while since I read the book, but
and it's basically the same story, right?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. I believe.
Yeah, it's very close.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like 99.9% the exact same story. he contacts, I believe. Well, you don't see when the contact happens, but like the guy is like, I'm gonna sell this a lot of land to a Count Dracula. He's a very rich and wealthy, you know, count, I guess is what he is. And he wants to buy property here in like Western Europe. I think it's London specifically. It's the same thing here where Nock, but I'm forgetting because Nosferatu is literally just Dracula. In the Dracula mythos, the counterpart to Nock is Renfield. I'm forgetting if Renfield is the guy who sends Thomas's counterpart, Jonathan Harker, I think is the character's name, who goes out to Transylvania. Because Renfield in the Dracula mythos is Dracula's like lackey, kind of like this. You know, he's, you know, all squirmy and he's like, oh, yes, master. Like, I will feed off the rats and all that. And so Nock is that, but I'm forgetting if Renfield was, you know, the main character's like boss at the firm and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, all of these characters have counterparts. Willem Dafoe's character is clearly Van Helsing's, you know, counterpart. Yeah. Like he's the knowledgeable guy on how to take out vampires and how to hunt these creatures of the occult.
I really enjoyed his character.
Oh, dude, I did too.
I think it was great acting. It was like there's levels of depth in there. It was, you know, it was really good. I really enjoyed the right amount of
comic relief.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Oh, he had some. I don't know if they were intended to be funny, but like the whole theater laugh. There's some funny lines, like where the part where he's kind of breaking it down. Like I've seen things that would make Newton crawl back into his mother. Yeah, oh, Isaac yeah. Newton crawl back into his mother's womb. Or I don't know why it was so funny. Everyone started laughing, including us. I don't know why it was so funny. It wasn't a scene with him. It was a scene with the follower, like the guy's boss that turned out to be a follower of Nosferatu. Like freaking out in the pen, and the guy just slowly like grabs his like club and gets ready to beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, that was also funny too. Like, all right,
the doctor just why would you do that?
Yeah, the doctor's like, not yet. Doctor's like, not yet.
That and the I think the line of the doctor suggesting like, oh, well, what do we do if she keeps doing this? I'll just, you know, the usual practice, tie her up or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I forget medicine.
Or if she starts stirring, it's like, oh, I will increase the ether, and he just chloroforms her.
Yeah,
I will increase the ether. Fucking puts a fucking rag over her face.
This ought to shut her up. Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, I mean, like now that you mentioned, like, you know, that character, Willem Dafoe's character, like, imagine if there was like a successful like Universal monster universe, and like we had a Van Helsing like that could show up in like a Wolfman movie or a Frankenstein. Like that would be so sick, you know, like this character showing up like, oh, I just gotta take these monsters out, like that's my job. That would be so sick. I mean, they could do that with this, maybe, probably not, but
no, I don't think Robert Eggers is into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It's a one and done for sure,
you know. Yeah, it's better that way, honestly.
Yeah, it's own unique, special thing. But yeah, I mean, the whole cast, I mean, Nicholas Holt is Thomas. I really love his journey going to Count Orlok's castle. I mean, that.
And then he came right back, like he flew back or something. Like, how'd he get back so quick?
But, oh, yeah. You know,
I guess that's neither here nor there.
No.
Movie magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the passage of time is kind of weird in this movie.
Yeah,
it is.
Some of it like passes by really quickly, and then some of it like doesn't. But I like the tension and suspense that's like built up when he shows up to that like Romanian village, and they're like, mm-hmm. oh, like here are like these crosses, like, or here's this cross that like you might want to take, and like, you know, they have like, and he sees them like go from like tomb to tomb or something, trying to find like people that may have been victims of Nosferatu, mm-hmm. and like stake them in the heart, which I think is the reason why Dracula went to Western Europe, because I think in the Eastern Europe he'd essentially like drained like whole villages to the point where like, okay. oh man, there's not enough people here. I have to go westward.
Sustain him.
but like that, like that's so sick. Like I don't know. And I what makes me wish more that we had like a universe with like interconnected stuff is like the Wolfman movie, the original Wolfman movie. It relies heavily on like that Romanian type of culture. That's how like. Because, and I'm trying to remember a lot of that movie or bits of that movie right now, but it does rely heavily on that. And I remember really liking that aspect of the Wolfman movie. And I was telling Alex, it's like, oh, dude, like they could easily just make a werewolf like movie in like something like this. I don't know. I just think like of certain aspects of this, I'm like, okay, but what if though we tie in like, I don't know, another monster? But yeah, and then I like the scene of him, you know, oh, I got no horse, and then like that like the like buggy that's being like drawn by no one shows up, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh
yeah,
the door opens and it's like, are we ready to take you over there to Count Orlok's place?
Whereas in the original one, it's Count Orlok driving it.
Oh yeah,
driving
the buggy. I've seen a video of that.
Yeah, and then what I like, what's so funny is like, in order to make it seem scary, like I think they sped up the like in the original one, they sped up like the film, so it looks like he's going like zipping throughout the mountains really quickly, and the character's yeah. like, oh my god, like yeah. what's happening? but what do you think about Orlok? So like going in, like, you know, he's played by Bill Skarsgård, who did Pennywise. I mean, I had no reservations about like it being like not great. I figured it was going to be, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I think he did a great job. I mean,
yeah,
he's like 100% monster, like no touch of humanity in him at all, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And especially that like first scene with Nicholas Holt. I think he does a great job, like just acting scared, like more scared than anyone
yeah.
ever could be. Because he's like yeah. there with basically like the devil, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and they did a really good job really cool. kind of hiding his face. You don't get a really clear picture yeah. of him until like a little further in the movie, which kind of lends to that like creepiness, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love that castle too, and how it's all empty and it's just him. Yeah. yeah, it's so sick. And then you know what's another favorite part of mine, and I like this part of the book. Dracula is when they go, or it's when Thomas, I guess in the book, Jonathan Harker, he has to find his way back. But while he's doing that, Dracula / Nosferatu, he's like, well, time to go westward. And then he boards up, you know, he has the crates of that carry his body and the soil, you know, put on board the boat. Shipped westward. When they did that in this, I mean, no, it's essential to Dracula, but like, I don't know, like this version of that, like little snippet was so cool where they're like, oh my god, there's a plague on board. Like, what do we do? And then one of them's like, it's from this unholy box. I don't know. That was so sick to me. And then like seeing the boat like crash, like what ended up happening to the boat was, I guess it just crashed, you know, into the port, and then all of the rats just like, you know, spread outward. I don't know. It was pretty cool. I still have yet to watch. They did a movie on that.
Voyage of the Demeter.
Oh yeah, yeah. Was that any good? Did you watch that?
I heard the reviews weren't as good, but I never got around to seeing it myself.
Basically, everyone says it's just kind of mid.
Oh, that's sad. Like,
everyone says it's just kind of mid.
I know you were kind of hyped for that.
Yeah. Because it's such a cool concept. It's such a cool, like, so many cool visuals you could do But damn,
I heard it had a really good visual. It was just, you know, one thing I do want to mention is the budget for this movie.
Oh,
$50 million. Now, $50 million is a lot of cash, but for a movie, especially at this scale, that's pretty small. I mean, like, we'll take another movie that came out recently, Mufasa by Disney. That movie alone had a budget of, I think, 350 mil to 400 mil.
God damn.
That's a lot of CGI, though, that you got to pay for. I feel like this one had very little to, like, almost no CGI. Like,
no, it was all, like, shadows
and, you know, like,
oh, dude. Kind
of, yeah.
Like visual tricks you could probably do.
The way the shadows like interact with the world, like pulling the doorknobs and all, that was so sick. Like, I just.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That was so awesome.
It was, yeah. No, they definitely played with that. And like, it was a really good way to represent kind of that, like.
Like his presence. His
dark influence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his presence.
His presence was definitely felt in like every scene.
Definitely. Okay, here's another one. Wicked. Wicked had a budget of 150 million.
Oh, dang.
I heard that one's wickedly good.
It's pretty good.
Oh, is it really? I heard it was actually
If you're expecting a musical, yeah. If you're not expecting a musical, then you're going to be in for a surprise because it is a musical. But, I mean, I think everyone should know that by now, right?
Yeah, the OG Wizard of Oz is a musical, so I would.
True.
Yeah. But 150 mil versus 50 mil.
Well, they spent that budget well, I would say.
How did you do at the box office?
They did a great job.
How much? Oh,
it's done excellently so far. It's a smash hit. They're saying it is, I think it's one of the highest grossing horror movies this year.
Oh, damn.
Oh, dang.
I thought it wasn't going to do good because of Christmas Day, but, you know, I guess. I mean, our theater was pretty packed. That's the most packed theater I've been to.
That was a very packed theater, this year,
I think.
It was hard to get tickets. We were the day before, even on Christmas Day, it was packed. The day after, we watched it the day after, it was packed. It's been doing great.
It did a good. Oh, did you see that the popcorn bucket for Nosferatu is like his coffin box thing?
No, I didn't.
That was so sick. I was like, oh my god, that's so cool.
That's cool.
It's
making 40 million in its 5-day opening frame. So it's finishing number 3 at the North American box office. So that's just here in North America.
Mm-hmm.
It's making 40 mil. So that's not counting anywhere else.
Yum. What does Eastern Europe think of Nosferatu? You know, I should have looked that up actually. What is it doing good over there?
I would assume, I don't have numbers for that quite yet, but I would assume it's doing pretty well. I mean, originally it came out in Europe.
Oh, this one?
It's a German film. The original.
Mm-hmm. But it's, it's number 3 in the box office this week.
That's cool. It's cool. I would like to visit. I heard that there's a castle that is made to be like Count Dracula's castle in Romania. Oh, yeah. I would be so down to visit that. That sounds so sick.
apparently Sonic 3, for those that care, is making 137 million in the box office, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, you know what I just realized?
Are you okay?
Nicholas Holt, he was Renfield himself last year.
He was Renfield, yeah. You're right.
That's very cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's acting, everyone's chemistry was pretty nice, pretty fluid in this film.
I like all the characters.
Story is kind of
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, all the characters are great. Story's kind of funny. Like at the end, she just kind of gives in. I know it's the original story, but it's just kind of funny that she gives in.
Nothing really mattered in the movie.
Other characters just, did. I'll do it anyways.
Yeah.
His death scene was funny. The full reveal of his body and her, his little skinny legs. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Dude, I actually kind of wish he lived, or maybe it ended a different way. I was like, oh, why'd you have to die?
Well, he didn't like turn into a puff of smoke, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Kind of erupted in blood, sort
of. Oh, that was pretty sick, though. Like, the blood oozing out of
his... That
was pretty cool, yeah. So, I actually have a question, because now that we're talking about her character, I think her name's Helen? Mm-hmm. I actually have a question, because she said that she had seen visions of Orlok since she was a child, and that...
Right.
I think Orlok said that he knew of her back when she was a kid... And because her like nightmares and all that ended when she met Thomas. So did Orlok have intentions of getting with her when she was like a child? Or
no. Oh, wait. So what happened? She was a lonely child. No, she was a lonely child.
He's a corpse. I don't think he's got
Yeah, this is gonna change how I see Nosferatu right now.
No, she was a lonely child with like kind of a connection to the beyond. And remember, she kind of asked for like a friend or somebody to like to be with her. Mm-hmm. And her wish inadvertently awoke him from his death.
Oh.
So it like reanimated him, and that's when he became a Nosferatu.
Really? I feel like he's been around a lot longer than that.
That's what it said. Well, maybe he was a Nosferatu before, but he says that she woke him from his slumber.
Mm. Mm. And then
he was
asleep for
a long time.
He wanted... Because then I was thinking, like, then she is the reason why... Because, I mean, she's the whole reason why he comes to that town, right? Because it isn't just that he's trying to... Because the story of Dracula... is that he's trying to get, like, fresh blood and all that. But, like, I guess in this one, he's trying to get to her specifically because he already knew of her because she had dreams of him and he was aware of them. So maybe him reaching out to that realtor, the firm, I guess, was, hey, I need to get close to her, so let me send, you know, let me send out my little henchman guy to sort this all together. And I guess... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess it was a coincidence that Thomas ended up going to him, or maybe, I don't know.
Maybe it was all planned.
Yeah. It was all planned. It was his influence. Because remember, he was influencing his boss.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So I guess that was his whole goal. And then like get with her and then like just vibe and be like, all right, I guess we're married, or...
Does she have like better blood, or I don't know?
Was she type O blood? They don't got that over there.
It's just their connections. Well, in this one, they kind of explain that like the Nosferatu has a hungering for a specific person, and she was that specific person. So she was able to trap him because he wanted her blood above all else. So she was able to bring his guard down and expose him to sunlight, which is how you kill him.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a stake through the heart.
I mean, it would have worked, but they couldn't. He was too powerful to like get them on that point.
Mm-hmm. I like the possession aspect of his powers too. Like,
oh yeah,
like on her specifically, but like everyone else is just like confused and like disoriented.
Yeah, everyone's just like, what the fuck?
Whenever they're like around him, like in his shadow or whatever they say.
Yeah,
that's pretty
like,
cool.
Like
a hypnosis kind of spell or something? I don't know.
Like the wife to that friend that they stayed over at, right? Like her, the blonde chick, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to add, I guess. Nosferatu, woo!
What did you think of it?
I'll,
your rating.
Yeah, I'll give it... I'll give it an 8. I'll give it an 8 out of 10. I'll give it an 8 out of 10. Very good. Okay. Alex... I thought the pacing was very well done. You know, it felt like an epic. It felt like an epic, like, tale.
It did.
Like an odyssey of sorts, kind of, right?
Yeah,
different acts. It had, like, you know, different, like, traveling with the characters through different areas. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just want more of this. Like,
movies that kind of, like, feel... something.
Well, that, but also like horror done like this, like gothic horror like this, because imagine Frankenstein done like this, dude. That would be so
sick. You mean like closer to what the original was?
Yeah,
like
that too. Oh, dude, that would be because Frankenstein isn't like a bumbling monster, I guess. In the book,
he's actually very, very intelligent, and I mean,
yeah, Like, I was also referred to, I believe,
like the modern Prometheus.
Yeah,
I think they call him, right?
Yeah, they do call him that. And like that'd be so sick. I would like to see that. Or a werewolf movie. Like,
I wonder why nobody's done that.
Oh, you know what would be so sick? A Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde movie like this. That would be awesome. Like, they're trying to find, like, who's the guy killing everybody? They don't realize, though, it's one of, you know, the people in the midst. It's some guy's alternate, you know, split personality. That would be so sick. Like, oh, I just want more of this. like, how hard is it to build the universe like this? You know, like, it can't be that hard, right? I don't know. Like, oh, speaking of monsters, a little late. I know I'm sporadic this whole episode right now, but we are getting, Enrique, believe it or not, we're getting a new monster movie. Guess what the monster is.
Oh, my God. You're not talking about the Wolfman movie, are you?
No. It was just announced, like, barely announced.
Oh. Is it the Mummy? Huh.
Yeah, it's the Mummy. Yeah.
Is the Mummy coming back? Really?
No way.
Wait, yeah, this is the Mummy. But it's not Universal, it's Warner Brothers or something, so it's not connected to anything. I don't know.
So doesn't tie into the Scorpion King.
No, unfortunately it does not.
Great CGI.
Oh, dude.
And The Rock.
Amazing. It's probably my favorite performance of The Rock easily.
I think so too.
Second to, like, I don't know, maybe Black Adam, I would say.
Yeah. definitely. But close second. Yeah.
Yeah. But close contender. Mm-hmm. It's being, though, written and directed by the guy who did Evil Dead Rise. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, hopefully it's like bloody gory and they do like the Mummy justice, because that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Sick to see. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Alex?
I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah, Nosferatu, take it to the bank, check it out. It's very good, it's great, it's
good movie, excellent movie, I would even say.
Yes, quite.
Yeah,
quite,
but if they do make a sequel, yeah, Nosferatu.
I mean, it's right there, you know. It's
obvious. God, do not make a sequel, please.
No, they're not gonna make a sequel.
Please don't make a sequel, please.
That'd be so awesome. And like, they get, like, to, like, really make it hit home, like, you got to get, like, a shitty director afterwards, because, like, Robert Eggers is not going to come back.
No, he's not.
Alex, have you seen The Witch?
Straight to DVD. The Witch?
Yeah.
What do you, like, The Vavitch?
Yeah, The Vavitch.
Yeah.
Well, how would you compare this to that? Because it's the same guy who did
it. Oh, is it the same guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. That movie was pretty good. I like this one more.
I like this one.
I'd say same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe best Robert Eggers movie? The Lighthouse was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I would say this.
Never seen The Lighthouse.
Very different. Is it pretty good?
I need to watch it.
It's more of like a dark comedy, maybe?
Yeah. It really, you know, I can't remember any horror aspects of it. I found myself laughing.
Yeah. Great monologues.
Oh, yeah. Hard.
Amazing performance by Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you like to see Robert Eggers, like, what other time period would you like to see him do? Considering he kind of almost only does, like, period
pieces. Yeah, period pieces. And The Northman. He did The Northman, which is pretty good.
Oh, I've
definitely seen his most, like, modern feeling movie, despite being pretty old.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
And not horror at all. It's definitely more of like an action drama.
It's like Vikings, right?
Yeah, Vikings.
You know what?
I don't know. Maybe like... I was going to say Colonial America, but that's The Witch, kind of.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? Like, considering like vampires are usually associated with like Eastern Europe, like, I'm trying to think... I'm sorry. Again, I'm all over the place. I don't know what happened to me the moment I clicked record. like, considering all of the wars that have been, you know, happening in Eastern Europe, like, is there a vampire movie, like, set in, like, World War II or, like, the Cold War? Like,
there might be.
Like, I don't know. Like, has anyone thought to do this? That'd be kind of cool. Like,
I think they had worse things to worry about, if I'm being honest.
You talking about commie vampires?
Dude, like oh my god, like
commie vampires?
Like we have to, like someone, like, you know, like government, like Romanian government, because Romanian government was communist. Like they're like, okay, we have to go into these castles and, like, you know, remove the wealth and whatnot, I guess. And like, mm-hmm. like unbeknownst to them, like they awake, like this
capitalist vampires.
No, not
super like, anti-commie vampires.
Like that would be kind of cool, no? Like, oh, you'll wake me from my slumber, and it's like, dude, times have changed yeah. since you first, you know, went down below.
We got lead now.
Oh, dude, that'd be so sick.
We got lead bullets now.
Like,
I want to see Nazis fight vampires.
Yeah, like,
and lose, preferably.
Yeah. I mean, whose side are you? Would you be rooting for the vampires? Obviously,
the vampire.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be such a cool idea. Like, like them waking up and they're like, what's going on? Like, what happened to Eastern Europe? And it's like, oh, it's a blaze, buddy.
What happened?
To answer your previous question, Robert, yeah. What about Jack the Ripper? Robert Eggers doing Jack the Ripper movie.
That would be sick. Would you leave it unsolved at the end? Like they
you
think
probably
they,
have to.
Like they think they have the guy, but the
leave,
real
you
one.
Leave it open for sure.
Yeah,
leave it open to interpretation. Yeah,
we need that absolute cinema. We need that right now. Yeah. And Willem Dafoe is like the constable or something.
Oh, the constable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to bring in what's that other guy? Ralph Ines.
Ralph. Oh, no. That'd be sick. That'd
he's
be
the
sick.
He's the doctor in this one in Nosferatu.
Oh, he is? Oh, I didn't
remember. Yeah. You can tell because of his really deep voice.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me look at the
cast. And the cadence in his voice.
I really didn't even, like... Damn, he hid in that character well, though.
He did. It's the mutton chops and the glasses, probably.
I see it
and
now.
Maybe some face prosthetics, too. I couldn't really tell.
Wow. I didn't realize that till now. That's
but he's in a lot of Robert Eggers movies, or at least The Witch.
Yes. He's the father of the household.
And I think he might be in The Northman too, like a more minor character.
Wait, no, that's not Ralph Fiennes. That's
Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, no. I know who you're talking about. I just looked it up. Ralph Ineson. Sorry. I was. Ralph Fiennes is Voldemort.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. No. Yeah.
I was confused for a bit because I was like trying to picture Voldemort as the guy, and I was like, wait.
It's a doctor.
I'm not seeing this, but I have to look up the cast. honestly, that guy's voice is pretty sick. That guy could put him in another Victorian era. He fits in that era. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, a Jack the Ripper movie sounds pretty sick. I got nothing else to add, I guess. Alrighty then, everybody. See y'all in the witching hour.
Goodbye.
Jimmy Carter's dead.
Bless this mess.